No doubt Tiff Macklin was pleasantly surprised with the most recent Canadian inflation numbers, which saw inflation slowing to 2.8%. That came in better than what economists had forecasted. We're going to look at those numbers on today's show. As expected, the U.S. Federal Reserve Board left the overnight rate unchanged when they announced this morning. We'll look at some of the reasoning behind that decision. TD Bank has struck a big deal with India's largest private bank in their efforts to attract international students. The Bank of Japan has increased interest rates for the first time in 17 years. And Google has struck a deal with the federal government to continue carrying Canadian news. Today is Wednesday, March the 20th, 2024. Let's get started with today's top story. Last month in February in Canada here, we experienced a pleasant economic surprise as we saw the inflation rate slow to 2.8%. And again, that surpassed economists' forecast for the second month in a row. The consensus for inflation for February was 3.1%. According to Statistics Canada, this increase was driven by several factors, and it indicates a move towards more manageable living costs for many Canadians. And this moderation, it builds on the momentum from January's dip. We saw a dip there to 2.9%. I want to cover off a few particulars of this report here. Shelter costs, of course, were once again a significant contributor to inflation. They were up 6.5% year over year. But there were a few other areas that saw notable changes on the positive side. Cellular services showed a bit of relief. So Canadians who are signing up for new cell phone plans in February paid 26.5% less than they would have a previous year. For the first time in over 2 years now, grocery prices increased at a slower pace than the overall inflation rate. Food purchase from stores eased to 2.4% year over year, and that compares with 3.4% in January. Fresh fruit prices decreased by 2.6%. Fish prices were down 1.3%. Gas prices, they were up slightly. They increased by 0.8% in February. That's a year-over-year number. And that followed a 4% decline that we saw back in January. Catherine Judge, she's an economist at CIBC. She says this is the second month in a row in which inflation has looked softer than expected. And with ample evidence that higher interest rates are working to tame inflation, the Bank of Canada is on track to start cutting interest rates in June. Now, despite the Bank of Canada's reluctance earlier this month to discuss interest rate cuts, these latest numbers, you never know, they might just pave the way for these discussions to start cropping up in their upcoming meetings. Douglas Porter, he's the Bank of Montreal's chief economist, and he says, at a minimum for April, look for the bank to open the door to rate cuts. BMO continues to call for a June start to rate cuts, and this report certainly reinforces our conviction. The best news here is that this shift could potentially ease some of the financial pressures on Canadians, especially given this slower pace of increases for essential goods like groceries. And this would really impact everyday Canadians, and especially those who are struggling with the higher living costs. Maybe this offers sort of a glimmer of hope and suggests that the policy measures that the bank had been taking are beginning to have the desired effect. And this could potentially lead to more manageable expenses, hopefully in the not too distant future. But the challenge of maintaining the affordability in essential areas, we're talking about things like rent, food, those still remain. And this just underscores this continuing challenge that the Bank of Canada is going to have as its stick handles back to its target rate. No surprises south of the border today, as was widely expected. The U.S. Federal Reserve left its rate unchanged at the 5.25 to 5.5% target range, and that has now been unchanged since September of last year. From a reasoning perspective, not much has changed. The Fed sees the economy expanding at a solid pace. That's the same thing that they said back in their last announcement. Inflation has eased, they note, but they remain at an elevated level. Job gains remain strong. That is a change, actually, from the last announcement when they said that job gains had moderated. They still don't believe it would be appropriate to cut the target rate until there is a greater confidence that inflation is moving back towards the 2% rate. And that's basically saying that they don't have that confidence yet. They did make some projections. There was a big boost to the GDP outlook for 2024. They now have that at 2.1%, and that is up from 1.4%. They do see a bit of a tick lower for unemployment, down to 4% by the end of 2024. So as I said earlier, not much has changed here. According to the FedWatch tool, the odds of another rate hold at the Fed's May 1st meeting still sits at 92.7%, with a 7.2% chance of a 25 basis points cut. Looking for a balanced investment option that can help you grow your money and provide you cash flow? Check out the BMO Balanced ETF, a fund that invests in other BMO ETFs that cover global stocks and bonds. The BMO Balanced ETF adjusts its portfolio every quarter to keep the right mix of assets, and you get access to a wide range of BMO ETFs that track different markets and sectors, and you only pay one low management fee. The BMO Balanced ETF is ideal for investors who want a mix of growth and income with exposure to diversified and indexed BMO ETFs. It's managed by BMO Global Asset Management, a trusted name in the industry. Don't miss this opportunity to invest in the BMO Balanced ETF today. Visit BMOETFs.com to find out more.
Before we jump into the next segment of news, we'd like to thank our good friends and sponsor of today's episode over at Addy, a company that is absolutely changing the game for real estate investing. Until now, investing in real estate has been an asset for the rich, requiring big down payments and the headache of managing crappy tenants. Well, Addy is here to change that. As the largest real estate crowdfunding platform in Canada, you can now own fractional shares of real estate projects right in your home city with as little as a dollar. Yes, as little as a dollar. On their extremely modern and easy to use app, you can view projects available for investment and get exposure to the real estate game with a dollar amount that you feel comfortable with. Fair warning, when these new projects drop, they sell out quick, and rightly so, as Addy boasts over $800 million in total asset value. They've been providing investors with capital appreciation and distributions that were not possible until now. You can start building your own little portfolio of real estate projects in their Addyverse like I have, and you can try them out for completely free by clicking the link in the show notes or visiting addyinvest.ca. Addy is now available in all provinces and territories, and you can use our code BEAVIS50, that's BEAVIS50, to get 50% off your Addy One membership. Once again, you can visit their website at addyinvest.ca, that's ADDY invest.ca, or click the link in the show notes and be sure to use the code BEAVIS50 for 50% off on your Addy One membership.
TD Bank has forged a strategic alliance with HDFC Bank, which is India's largest private financial institution, with the goal here of drawing international students to Canada. There has been rising competition among the Canadian banks to capture this large and growing immigration market, especially with the federal government's ambitious immigration targets that we've seen of late. Now, in this agreement, HDFC Bank, it will refer international students to TD and assist them in fulfilling their financial prerequisites for Canadian study permits. In Canada, the international students are required to demonstrate financial solvency by securing a guaranteed investment certificate, so a GIC, for a stipulated dollar amount. To facilitate this, TD is going to be offering a GIC without an application fee, plus they're going to be giving complimentary checking account and rebate the student's initial wire transfer to, as part of TD's broader strategy to engage the clients before they arrive in Canada. And this recognizes the importance of the pre-arrival banking decisions. Now, Sana Mehta, she's TD Executive Vice President of Canadian Personal Banking. She emphasized the significance of this outreach. She said, as we think about our strategy for supporting newcomers coming to Canada, one of the things that we increasingly have been thinking about over the past couple of years is how do we extend our reach into the consumers that are making decisions on where to bank pre-arrival in their home geographies. She further noted the savvy nature of new consumers in this digital age. She says, newcomers are increasingly savvy. It is a very digital age and customers are doing their research ahead of time. So this collaboration, it actually just strengthens the existing relationship between TD and HDFC Bank, which already includes TD's role as HDFC's main correspondent banking partner for the Canadian dollar clearing since 2015. The Bank of Japan has increased its key interest rate for the first time in 17 years, and this marks a pretty significant shift here from a negative to a slightly positive rate, from negative 0.1% previously to now between 0 and 0.1%. So still very, very low, but this is a significant shift here. This move also reflects an effort to balance economic growth with rising consumer prices and wages. For decades now, Japan has been has seen sluggish wage growth alongside minimal inflation, but we've seen a shift in recent years, and most notably, the company's major companies have agreed to a wage increase of 5.28%, which is now the most significant raise in over 30 years in the country, and it might signal the potential turn in economic conditions. The end of negative rates means that Japan now joins the rest of the world in moving away from a policy that is designed to encourage spending over saving. Nobuko Kobayashi, he is with EY Parthenon, he said, good if Japan can stimulate productivity and domestic demand, bad if inflation stays externally driven by things like war and supply chain disruptions. The broader context here, it includes a global trend of central banks that are raising rates to combat inflation, and that's contrasted against a backdrop of economic measures that were taken during the pandemic, seemingly not that long ago. So given this massive policy shift here, there's no doubt that as Japan navigates these changes, the global economy will be watching very closely, especially considering the impact that this will have on international markets and economic trends. Today's episode is brought to you by Qtrade Direct Investing, the winner of the top spot for the best online brokerage experience for Canadian investors. If you're looking for a brokerage account, explore their suite of offerings, including over 100 commission-free ETFs, real-time quotes, advanced portfolio analytics, stock screening tools, analyst reports, and more. With over 20 years of experience, Qtrade is trusted by self-directed investors. With instant account opening, their platform makes it easy to open and manage accounts from anywhere. Plus, get $50 upon opening and funding a new account, up to $150 for three accounts. Join Qtrade now, link in the show notes. The federal government of Canada and Google have struck a deal regarding the Online News Act, and this settles a dispute that threatened to further diminish the ability of Canadians to view local news online. Under the agreement, Google will make annual payments to Canadian news organizations. The sum is estimated to be at around $100 million. Now, Pascal Saint-Ange, our Heritage Minister, she had this to say.
Google wanted certainty about the amount of compensation it would have to pay to Canadian news outlets. And I can say today that Google will be compensating our news organization with $100 million annually, and it will be indexed to inflation.
This news comes just a few weeks before the new regulations under the Online News Act are set to be implemented. She also emphasized that despite doubts, this mutual resolution was reached addressing Google's concern with the act.
Many doubted that we would be successful, but I was confident that we would find a way to address Google's concern and make sure that Canadians would have access to news in Canada on their platform.
As part of these negotiations, the government adjusted the regulatory framework to allow Google to deal with a single representative group for all media, and this will minimize the arbitration risk that they were concerned with. The simplification was also a key factor in resolving Google's critical structural issues with the act, according to company spokesperson Shea Purdy. Kent Walker, that's Google's president of global affairs, he expressed gratitude towards the government for accommodating their core concerns. He said, "We are pleased that the government of Canada has committed to addressing our core issues with Bill C-18. This deal, as I said, it averts the potential blocking of Canadian news on Google's platforms, which is a measure that Meta has already taken as they removed the news content from Facebook and Instagram. As you might imagine, there's criticism here, and some critics are arguing that the government might have promised too much. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, he said the agreement was very good news.
I think it's very good news that after months of holding strong, of demonstrating that our commitment to local journalism, to strong independent journalists getting paid for their work, that Google has agreed to properly support journalists, including local journalism.
Despite Google's cooperation here, Meta remains adamant about not allowing news on its platforms under the current law. Don't forget to subscribe to our Pulse newsletter. That goes out every weekend, helps you stay up to date. Also, if you haven't done so already, I will put a link here for our Investing Academy. In fact, I'll put a link for both the Pulse newsletter and the Academy in today's video description. Again, thanks very much for watching. We'll see you in the next video.